everyone, and welcome back to MetalheadRadio.com. I'm your host today, DJ Lovely Laura. Happy hump day to you all out there. Hope you have a rocking week. Well, it's time to introduce our next special guest, the very sexy bass player, Bobby Balls of the ultimate 80s hair metal band, Poison Cherry. We just did a triple shot of those guys, and we're going to give away one of their CDs right here today on the show. You can go check them out over there at www.poisoncherry.com. All right, let's say hello to Bobby Balls. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hello, DJ Lovely Laura.
How are you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. You said my name wrong there. It's Bobby Balls.
With the Z's. I was gonna emphasize on that Z part. I forgot to do it.
That's all good.
All right, well, tell me a little bit about this cool tribute band you're in, Bobby. You're like one of the newer members, I guess, in the band. So how'd you hook up with these guys?
Very cool band. Been around about 10 years. I've been in the band close to two. This will be my third in March. It'll be my two-year anniversary. Kind of an abrupt thing. I had said with them once or twice. I knew the guys, and they were basically like, can you maybe entertain being the new bass player of the band? I said, sure. We just don't know when it's going to be. And literally, it was like 3 weeks' notice. Can you learn 30 songs?
Wow.
And just jump in. But that's how it always is. And I went for it. It's been a good ride for me. The guys formed, guitar player Dee Dee Siemens and a singer Nikki Licks formed the band close to 10, 11 years ago. Been through a lot of changes through the years, but it's held strong. We play music we love. We play what we feel is really cool, good music, and we're going to keep going, so watch out.
Very cool. Now, were you at a show, or did you know one of the guys? How did you meet him?
Actually, me and Dee Dee had known each other a couple years before. We both teach guitar at the same music store in Plano,
called
Nadine's Music Manor, and I was wanting someone to take some of my students.
Uh-huh.
I knew him from another student of mine. He started to teach him after me. He came in and subbed for me one time. Then he was also teaching at Mars Music, I guess. Mars Music went out of the world because they were crazy. And he started teaching there part-time. So, again, then I heard about the band, and then there was this other guy that was teaching there who ended up getting the bass player gig. I was like, why didn't you talk to me about it? And he said, oh, I didn't know you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So about another year goes by, and I got the gig. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how many people, I can understand that, because some people are probably like, oh, a tribute band. But what were you doing before you were teaching? Did you have your own band before that?
I have done so many different things. When I was probably 15, 16, the only way to play my guitar every day was to make a living at it, you know, because most people would just make it a hobby, and that's respectable, but I went through a stint of working full-time, then I was too tired to play when I got home, so I said, well, okay, I'd rather be poor and be able to play my guitar every day. So it just became a goal, how do you make a living at it? So I got out of college, I went to UNT.
Wow.
And and then I got the opportunity to start teaching at Nadine's Music Manor, and then I literally started playing country.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Again, you gotta pay the bills, man. You gotta have some food on the table. And then I'm a guitar player full time, but I play bass as well. I play a little mandolin. I play a little bit of everything when I can. I'm in an acoustic duo as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played jazz, I've played blues. It's just whatever opportunity seems to come your way.
Right.
And you just go with it. If you're smart enough to be a musician, just knows you have to take what comes your way. And then you work that angle. Because, again, my goal is always, how do I make a living being a musician? That way I can play every single day.
Right.
And so that's the way it is.
So what's it like playing in a tribute band since you've never done that before? Were you a little hesitant at first or like, no, this looks like fun? You know, what did you think about that?
Honestly, in the long run, it's been a dream come true. When I first saw, years ago, people were starting to try to do this. I used to see an ad in the Observer, something called Cherry Rocks, ROXX was starting to form. And I was like, look, who's still playing that stuff? You know, this was in the late 90s, you know. And I had kind of moved on. I was into jazz fusion, and I was listening to a lot of different kind of stuff. And then I saw the posters of Poison Cherry, and I was the first to say, oh, God, these guys look silly. And yeah, man. And then I got the opportunity to do it,
uh-huh.
And again, dream come true. I dreamed about being in these bands as a kid. I mean,
right.
It's just the way it is. You grew up wanting to see and be in these bands. And when the opportunity came my way, I did feel silly at first. I mean, no one, I was wearing eyeliner, I was wearing lipstick, you know, I was doing my hair, I was trying to find the right costume to wear for this, and
right.
It was incredibly embarrassing at first, but then you get some attention, and then you realize, you know, you're trying to be true to the band, true to the music, and I personally just fell into place right away. I just became a kid again, man, and that's how I feel every time I'm out there playing this stuff, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. It's all about having fun. I think the 80s, you know, people, these tribute bands, it's a way of reliving, you know, that fun time when music was just all about just good times, you know, friends?
Yeah, tons of people have parties at our shows. They have 80s parties. They dress up as Devo and Madonna, and they come with all their work friends or their girlfriends or their guy friends. We've had groups of guys coming out with their pants stuffed, you know, I mean, we are a great excuse to get out with your friends and have an 80s night. It's never going to come back. That's okay. You can still have fun doing it, and you can be smarter about it, too, a little bit, you know. Make sure you get a cab on the way home, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or maybe call in sick.
Yeah, absolutely. But we do that all the time. We'll do private parties that are 80s themed. We did one in Halloween, and we had a blast doing it. So we cater to the genre, for sure. We don't parody. I want to make that point real quick. We love this music. We don't make fun of the bands. We don't make fun of it. It's very cool music. It's still around. That mm-hmm. means it's good. And depending on the band, incredibly, incredibly skilled musicians. But again, cool songs and a lot of fun.
Okay, so somebody comes out for a birthday party or maybe they're fixing to get married or something, bachelorette party. What kind of special treatment are they going to get from the Poison Cherry Boys?
They usually get dragged up on stage. Try to embarrass them somehow. Our singer Nikki Licks is good at that. He definitely wants them to have a little more extra drinks than the other people. So it is our privilege or their privilege to get them trashed. And depending on the situation, they'll probably get a Poison Cherry song, which he always has ready in his pocket or on the mic stand, and definitely tries to make them put them on the stage. And that is, there's been some interesting experiences with that as well. We've got a collection of some memorabilia. You can find it on our Facebook of a few panties that won't be finding their way back to their owners. A few pairs.
Did they just take them off right there, or were they just...
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. We were in Lincoln, Nebraska at a place called Cappy's, which we love, a couple months ago, and this cute girl was up there very, you know, dressed in some lace tights and just looking hot as hell.
Yeah.
I forget what her birthday perhaps, but Nikki gave her the panties and said he wanted to see them on. I don't know her name. I hope I'm not embarrassing her too much, but the shoes came off, the tights and the panties came off, the Poison Cherry panties went on. She came to me trying to get the panties back later, and sorry, fair trade.
Yeah, definitely.
They're still in my collection.
Definitely so. Fair trade. Do the girls ever get up there and just dance while you guys are singing?
Especially when we play Girls, 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 Motley Crue.
Yeah.
We invite all the hotties on stage, and that's what that song is about. We want them up there dancing with us. That's what they do. There's been nights where they'll get up when we play Sweet Child of Mine. Sometimes they just get up there, and they're having fun, and we're having fun, and it's all good.
Oh, very cool. It sounds like a blast. I love the audience, you know, where they're getting together with the band and doing it with you guys up there. That's awesome.
That's why I'm going to look forward to seeing you in one of our next shows. DJ Levy Laura is going to be up there dancing with Bobby Balls.
I need to get up there. I need to get out. I don't get out much, but I do go out to some shows. You know, we were talking earlier that we do know some of the same people, and so they've seen me out and stuff. But I know you guys play at Lakewood Bar and Grill a lot in Louisville, and that's pretty far from where I'm at. So that's a pretty regular gig for you guys out there, right?
Absolutely. We're at least there once a month. It's one of the first bars that the band was playing at. We love that place. It is our home. We play several places around town, new venues as well. We hope to get back to Arlington a little bit more. We hope to get to Fort Worth a little bit more. But you're always going to see us at the Lakewood Bar and Grill, and we just own the place.
Awesome.
I mean, we got Nikki jumping up on the bar, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller, intimate club, which you got to love. It's like the old days. And it's a bit chaotic, honestly.
I love that, though. I really do.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. But you got to keep yourself in check. I mean, many times you get very distracted, and then
you're
up a baseline a little bit there, you know what I'm saying? Too many people around, too many shots came to the stage, and you can't fault the people. They're just having fun.
Do you guys ever have any crazy moments with the band getting a little too lit up there on the stage?
We always have birthday shows. And in other words, someone's birthday is this month. We're going to be at the Lakewood Bar and Grill, or we're going to be at Wizards in Richard Center. We're going to be at Z-Grill at Lakewood. And we just say, okay, this is Bobby's birthday show, or this is Thrash. Our guitar player's name is Thrash. This is Thrash's birthday show. And we get a pass that night, if you will. And if you have a little bit too much and you have a crappy show, hey, man, it was your birthday and you had a few shots. But there was one funny story. There's so many stories. Some of them way before my time, honestly. Everyone in the band has had a little bit too much at one point, but let's just say that.
Of course.
And, yeah, man. it's not so bad. We're usually pretty good up there.
They need to. You guys need to come out with, when you're at the clubs, with a drink called Poison Cherry. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mental note. We'll see what we come up with.
Let's make a shot called the Poison Cherry. We got to figure out what's going to go in it.
we need submissions. Everybody go to Facebook. You can find us our fan page. Just type in Poison Cherry in the search. But you can go to Bobby Balls on Facebook as well. We need submissions for the Poison Cherry shot.
And it needs to be red, and of course tastes like cherries, right?
There you go. Not poisonous, though. Let's be.
Well, no, not poison, but something with a kick.
All right, I'm voting for vodka in there, but anyone can submit whatever.
Well, I really enjoyed the pictures of you guys. I don't know if it was this past Halloween. I think you were Nikki Sixx. Who was Britney Spears, or was Marilyn Manson? Those were cool.
Yeah. That was the Halloween before. I was, that was me being Nikki Sixx. I will admit I looked pretty damn badass. That was a great costume. And, anyway, that was a bit of a dramatic night as far as my costume. I got some of my boots were stolen. But, I got them back. then our guitar player, Dee Dee, yes, he was Britney Spears.
Yeah, that was funny.
it's hilarious. And then Nikki Licks, our singer, was Marilyn Manson. Looked really great as well. We had Thrash on guitar. He was dressed up as Rob Zombie, again, great. And Jack Wild on drums, he was Peter Criss from Kiss. So,
that's right, because I remember the fourth one.
Awesome, loved it.
Okay, so speaking of Nikki Sixx, was he a big influence for you playing the bass? I mean, I know you said you played guitar first. Would you rather be playing guitar, or are you comfortable with the bass?
I'm starting to grow to love the bass. Well, it really is a different instrument. It really is. You got to think tone, and the physicality of it is insane. I work out more to be able to the stamina to just slam on this bass for sometimes 2 hours straight. You know, guitar strings and guitar itself is not as much of a physical instrument. So it's become a huge learning curve for me. I like the physicality of it. I'm a very aggressive person. So slamming on that bass is a way for me to get some aggression at that. It's a way for me to be more emotional as far as the physicality of playing.
Right.
I like the guitar better because it's more of a creative instrument. Okay, it is a more expressive, emotional instrument as opposed to bass. That's just my opinion. So as a player, I'm really getting into the bass. As a creative person / musician, you know, I write music as well. I gotta go with the guitar. And then the influences, just to backtrack a bit, for me are just insane, an insane amount of stuff. I'm looking behind me right now at about 900 CDs and cassettes from back in the day.
Nice.
And
you could be a DJ.
Yeah, hey girl. Hey, gig. I think you might know.
I'll be like
internet radio show.
I need some music. I need to call Bobby.
I got it. Name any band from back then. I got it.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
I worked at SoundWorld back in the day, man. I used to collect all that stuff.
So where are you from? From Dallas or Arlington?
No, I'm from the Dallas area. I've always been here. I hardly ever leave, unfortunately. No, born and raised, lived all around. Plano, Flower Mound, Louisville. You know, finally, I'm settled here in the colony. I don't think I'm going anywhere for a while, but don't have a lot of interesting stories in that respect. Dallas bred.
Mm-hmm. So what, did you come out to, were you around in the Savvy's days, Metalworks, Tombstone?
It was a little before my time. I wasn't old enough to get in.
Come on, Bobby. That never stops me, ever.
Well, I had my little, shall we say, special ID when I was 17.
Right.
And, I would get into the basement and Dallas City Limits.
Okay, yeah.
Smoking Joe's Rock Room.
Yeah.
On the Rocks. Hey, man, I almost forgot the big one right there. And then other clubs that would come and go. But Savvy's was before my time. Tommy's was a little bit before my time. I tried to get into Tommy's when I was there. And then they absolutely would not let me. I was only like 16. So I missed some of the heyday. I get hear the stories left and right about, let's just go ahead and give a shout out to Dimebag, about playing Savvy's back in the day, and lots of other clubs that they would be playing.
Yeah.
But hey, man, what are you gonna do? I did get to meet those guys when I worked at Sound Warehouse. They came in and did a signing for a vulgar display of power. So I got to live some of the moments with all the old school guys when Pantera deservedly finally made their mark in the world, and I would meet people through them, and then again hear the stories. Now it's all come back full circle 20 years later as well. I missed a lot of good times back then, but what are you going to do?
Right. Yeah, I mean, Daryl lived like 10 minutes from where I live now.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. That to me is amazing. I hear story after story. I met those guys a couple of times. You couldn't have met a cooler band. I mean,
no.
They could get obnoxious, but everyone's obnoxious.
Yeah, they were pretty much pranksters and stuff. But, Daryl would, I worked up at the Sonic down here, and Daryl would come up there in his Formula, and, I saw him at Six Flags. They played at Six Flags over Texas, They played in a lot of places around here, even at Arlington High School, and, it was just really cool. It's the anniversary today of his death, that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I put a little bit of a shout-out there on Bobby Ball's Facebook earlier. Absolutely. I relive that all the time. I remember waking up when I heard about it on the radio, and I just ignored it for a moment. I was just waking up, and then I called a friend of mine who, Brian McLean, who is still in the scene, just talking old school here for a second. He was on Blabbermouth, whatever. He gets on Blabbermouth.com.
I don't remember him. I don't know how.
I know.
Maybe if I saw a picture of him or something, I'd remember him or something.
Well, maybe. He wasn't a musician. He was a guy hanging out, supporting local music big time. He'd be taking pictures, and he was also a journalist.
Uh-huh.
He did some writing for, maybe it was Hit Parade, or not Hit Parade, one of the local free magazines that would come out, like The Observer, I forget what it's called. But, he would recognize him. He'd remember him if maybe saw a picture, heard some old stories. Trust me, he's got a lot of them.
Oh, God, I don't know old stories about me.
Stories about you too, sweetie.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine. All right. Well, the band's been around for 10 years. That's amazing right there that they've been holding strong for 10 years. And did they ever think about, maybe starting writing some of their own material?
It has come up. Of course it has. As soon as I got in the van, I brought it up. Of course, our drummer, Jack Wilds, had brought it up. But honestly, tell me one, there's very few of these bands who come out with a new album that anyone buys. It's not that it's not good music. It's just everyone had their time. I mean, I got the new Bon Jovi. I love it, honestly. I haven't bought any new Motley Crue since Dr. Feelgood.
And right.
It was just me. That's just the way it worked for me. I have not bought any new Poison since Flesh and Blood. And so that's a good point. Sometimes you just have to have a reality check. If we did original music, we couldn't do it under the name Poison Cherry. People want one thing from their band, and the one thing they want from Poison Cherry is a tribute to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And being what we feel, what we need to do is be true to the music we're playing and respect the bands. If we were to change anything, people wouldn't come out. They would. That's our opinion.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's true. I mean, that's what makes you guys perfect for my show. That's exactly the way I feel about the 80s, and that's why I wanted to do a radio show dedicated not to just glam rock and all that, but, you know, metal and thrash too. I do everything, really. And I just don't think the things that come out today, to me, it's just not the same. I mean, it may be the same band. It may sound a little bit like they, you know, they did back then, but there's just something different. There's something special about that era and that time, about all that music. There's just something really, people that missed out on the 80s, y'all, you know, that's why we're trying to show you what it was like, you know, and bringing you this music. It was just, it was incredible.
People change. Musicians are an artistic, kind of hard to explain bunch. They have to do usually what's going to excite them so they can keep doing this. If they play the same stuff all the time, they basically are a tribute act themselves. That's okay. Some bands do still do that, but you really won't find many of the bands working today who aren't trying to do some new material, or they'll start doing some covers that influenced them back in the day. I mean, name a band. All these bands are doing have done tribute albums to, you know, a cover album, I should say. Poison did one because that was music that was exciting to them, and it makes them want to go out and play some more. And they put out an album, so they're going to go out and play stuff that they love to play. And the stuff we love to play. Def Leppard did one of them. Even Rush did a tribute, you know, a cover album. I mean,
right. Yeah, they're all doing that now. I noticed that. Striper did one. Or
yeah, that gives them more oomph. You know, they got to find another reason to get out there. It's not about money most of the time anymore. Most of these bands don't have to worry about it. They even have side jobs now. They, you know, this is music is just one thing that they do. You know, so anything that gets them continuing to work, hey man, just keep them coming to our town again, so that's cool. But, you know, everybody's different. Maybe someone else has a different opinion on that. I don't know.
I think people just want to have fun again. You know, they don't want to just go to a concert and be bored. You know, they want people, you know, excited and the band, you know, kind of moving around and interacting with their audience. And I don't see that as much as it used to be back in the 80s, you know?
Not as much. If you really want to get my opinion on that, it is a bit more of a selfish thing coming out. A musician does the album for themselves. The show is for the fans. You have to show them a good time. Show them, hey, we're here for you. Involve them if you can. It keeps them coming back to the show. There's tons of bands like the Ramones who hardly sold any albums, but they could play out anywhere for 20-plus years. I mean, there's reasons for that. They put on a good show and somehow, you know, the people kept coming out. So it's a different thing. And the bands out there, if I had to say something, especially the young ones, just, you know, keep it fun, stay healthy, involve your crowd, you know, show them this is why you need to keep coming to see us.
Right.
You know, the music changes, but the show is always going to be hopefully a high-energy party, something like that.
So tell me again one more time who your bandmates are and just a little bit about each one's personality.
Oh, good Lord. All right. I'll try to do a little word association here.
Okay, that's good.
Nikki Licks. He's our singer.
Uh-huh.
He's a good man and deserves respect. But Eddie Van Halen has a little term called LSD.
Oh,
Lead singer disease. That's not a bad thing.
Does he have that?
You know what?
A guy who can
get the job done can have LSD. Go for it. As long as you're getting the job done. He's the I don't know if you call him the main guy in Poison Chair, but he keeps the machine, you know, tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We got Thrash. Got a little Eddie Van Halen prodigy kind of thing going on with Thrash. Okay, very cool guy, very laid back. He can be upset one minute, the next minute, whatever's in the past. Very, speaking of Eddie Van Halen, very natural musician. He can shred that guitar. That's all I got to say about him.
Yeah, that eruption is really good.
And yeah, he doesn't even really practice that much. He can just listen a couple of times and know the song. I mean, he's very talented. Okay. So, shout out to Thrash. We got Dee Dee Stevens. He's kind of he's the co-founder of Poison Cherry.
Okay.
At this point, you could call him spiritual advisor.
Uh-huh.
Right? He's a very good guy. he's very laid back as well. He's a good guy to talk to. You know, you got a problem with something, mm-hmm. kind of talk to Didi, and he can give you some a different perspective on something. And sometimes he needs it as well at times.
Right.
You got Bobby Balls, whatever you want to say about me. I won't, you know, brag about me or anything like that. But just very dedicated. Metalhead as well, by the way. You know, all kinds of music. That's just my life. That's how I've based the whole thing, my whole life around music. You got my boy Jack Wild back there on the drums. He's like a zebra. He's got tats all up and down his arms, all zebra stripes. Big, huge tattoo on his back, Jack Daniels. Proud of him. He's actually quit drinking recently. He's a lot happier for it. He's the baby in the band, by the way. He's like 28. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a pretty dedicated person, very, very hard worker. Mm-hmm. He'll bust his ass anywhere he goes, and he's a goofball. He's the guy who's going to embarrass you, too. If I'm sitting there trying to talk to a hot chick, he's going to come up and say, hey, you know, he's gay, right? I'll let you know, and then he'll walk away, you know. So he's pretty much a goofball, but if I was going to call anybody, my brother in that band is Jack Wild.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. It's cool you guys are close like that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we've had some good times. It's kind of weird. He's the youngest one. I'm closer to the older ones. He was before me. I think he was the last guy to join, and you know, I was able to learn about the other guys through him a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, instead of just making assumptions. We don't, you know, we don't hang out like you might think, like a lot of, most bands don't, honestly.
Oh, really? So off stage, you guys don't hang out?
No, we've all got families, we've all got kids, we've all got jobs, and also we can get on each other's nerves. It's the same story with anyone. And
right.
So you get up there, you do, hopefully you're doing a good job for the audience, but also for the other people on stage. I mean, I want to play good, so these guys are feeling good, and hopefully they're doing the same thing for me. So all the more reason not to let personal things get in the way. You know, we all have different personalities, man. I can tell you that right now.
You know, I'd like to see you guys add a Steel Panther song to that list. I would.
I know Steel Panther. I know you're interviewing these guys next couple weeks from now, whatever it is, next week.
Next week, yeah.
I've heard a little bit about them. I know we're in the same genre, so to speak.
Yes, you guys should do it. It'd be great.
Well, talk to Nikki. That's the way it's my tip. When I don't know an answer, talk to Nikki.
Okay, I'll find Nikki and I'll send him a message.
Oh, yeah, be prepared for his answer, let me tell you.
What does that mean? Should I not?
I don't know, man. You just have to wait and see what he says.
Okay. All right, let's go and talk about now. You were talking about the Poison Cherry panties, so there's probably some other merchandise over there at poisoncherry.com.
You got to come to the show to get it, though. That's kind of a rule we have. We don't do mail orders. We want you at our show so you can see our show. And you can drink the drinks at the bar that we're playing at, and you can meet our fans, and you can meet us, and you can come buy a T-shirt. We've got a couple of different kinds of T-shirts. We've got the...
You guys do not sell any of this online?
No, we do not.
Oh, wow.
Well, one of the reasons for... We have CDs for sale as well, and one of the reasons for this... The merch is for shows, you know?
Right.
And at the same time, this isn't, you know, my decision, so, you know, don't send me to hate Facebook. But it makes sense. We're a live act, you know.
Uh-huh.
We want you to come to our show. While you're there, buy some paraphernalia. We've got T-shirts. We've got the female, what are they called, tank tops, ladies. And, of course, we got the booty panties. And we got the Poison Cherry thong now. Miss Laura, I'm going to reserve a thong for you. I hope that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
The show. And,
Is it going to be one of the cover songs, or is it going to be... What's it going to be?
A song, sweetie.
A song.
Song. Underwear. I'm going to reserve a song.
Oh, a song. Okay. Yes. I thought you said a song.
I'd rather give you a song than a song. Come on.
Anyway. My bad. Okay. All right. We got to talk about also this New Year's Eve bash coming up at the Two Grill and Tap. Is that in Grapevine?
It's in Flower Mound. Very close to Grapevine. I know the area. It's you can go to www.zgrillandtap.com, find out about them. We love this place. We have a great sound guy working with us there, and we are going to have a great New Year's Eve. We want everyone to come see Poison Cherry at Z Grill and Tap on New Year's Eve. Very, believe it or not, family-friendly for that matter. I've had students and younger kids come out there to see us. The place is more than willing to have little, you know, family units come out. I'm not saying our show is family-oriented necessarily.
I wouldn't think so.
It's not always. No. But, you know, it depends on the parental unit. And, you know, I let everyone know if they talk to me what to expect ahead of time. And it's usually not that big a deal. I mean, come on. We've all heard these words before.
Oh, that's true. Very, very true.
So we're looking forward to New Year's Eve. Get there early. I don't know about reserving tables. Talk to Z-Grill. Give him a call. And, man, just come out and see us and ring in a new year, man. We're already booked up all the way through next year as well.
Honey. Really? You guys are that far booked in advance?
All the way till next December. We don't book the big dates yet. But, yeah, you're going to find, if you go to poisoncherry.com, you can look at our, what we call them, tour dates.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find us on MySpace. And our tour dates are on there as well. We're at Wizards in Richardson. We're at Cappy's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Of course, we're at LBG in Dallas all the time. Z-Grill. We've got private parties. We're playing wedding reception coming up, you know.
Oh, that's cool. So you guys
We're back at the... we got a private party coming up at the House of Blues.
What do you play at a wedding reception when you're Poison Cherry?
That's a good question. odds are we will play our same set. I wouldn't doubt if we're going to play more ballads. But, you know, I don't really know. We'll have that little band meeting ahead of time. And, you know, we always more or less do the same thing. So the people know what they're booking when they book us. They'll come see us and say, okay, I want them. So that's what it is. We don't play any, you know, we've had requests for, hey, can you play one country song? No, we can't.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, no. Well, Brett Michaels did it, you know.
Well, I know, that's true.
Ron Keel did a country album, you know.
I'm a little disappointed in them, though, about all that. I really am. I don't know. I mean, I know you can like all kinds of music, but just, I don't know, moving away from the roots to me, that's, I don't know. I don't like it. Honestly, I don't even like it.
No, I just, I mean, even if you do it, that's fine, but then to say, hey, man, come on, check out my country album, or, I mean, I don't know. It's, people see one thing and they want one thing, and you can do other things, you absolutely can. Again, there's artistic reasons that people do this, but you really probably can't expect results from it, but, hey, man, you never know.
Right.
It helps your career.
Well, Bobby, it's been a pleasure having you on. We definitely want to give away that CD right now. So is it okay if we do that live on the air?
Yes, of course.
All right, you guys. Bobby's giving away one of his CDs. Tell us about it. You got three of the songs on there?
Absolutely. We got three tunes. This CD is available at all our shows for $5. You can also hear them on our MySpace, and poisoncherry.com. It's got Nothing But a Good Time. It's got You Give Love a Bad Name, and of course, Eruption, one of our signature. All three of these tunes are signatures at our show, but Eruption is definitely one to come out and see because it smokes, man. Thrash kicks ass on it.
All right, you guys, you heard it straight from the bass player, Bobby Balls himself. He's giving away one of his CDs only here on Lovely Laura's Layer Cheryl, right here on metalheadradio.com. So call me right now. I'm going to take the first caller, 682-556-5494. No, I'm talking to the caller, Bobby. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Bobby. Okay.
Hey, Zombie Love. It's me, DJ Lovey Laura, and Bobby Balls. He wants to say hello to you. You want to say hi to Bobby?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Miss Love, Zombie Love.
Well, congratulations to you. You're the first caller, so you get the rare Poison Cherry CD that is not even available online thanks to Bobby Balls today.
Well, nice. I'm excited.
Why do they call you Zombie Love, sweetie?
Because I love them.
Not a zombie. Good. Okay. Just want to make sure.
So, Zombie, where are you at? You're not around this area to go see the guys, are you?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, yes. You guys are... Well, maybe soon, they went out to Kansas and Nebraska, so maybe sometime they'll get out there to Michigan or something.
You never know. Maybe.
All right, so you added the guys up on the Facebook, right?
I sure did. Bobby added me this morning, actually.
Oh, okay. Bobby's ahead of the game, isn't he?
Well, that's some coincidence. I'm on that thing all the time, meeting people. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great, great way to network. All right, well, congratulations again, Zombie. You're going to have so much stuff coming to you. What a grand Christmas you're going to have. So Merry Christmas to you, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Bobby, tell her goodbye.
Bye, sweetheart. See you soon.
Bye, Bobby.
All right, take care, girl.
Yeah, bye, Mark. All right.